أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here it is, the 30th day of the month of Ramadan, the last fast of this month of Ramadan, perhaps the last fast of our lives if Allah, God, does not allow us to live another year. And over these last 30 days, we've been going over traditions, statements, sayings of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, on helping us to try to reconnect to the Thaqalain, to the Qur'an and to the Ahlul Bayt, which, as the Prophet has stated in traditions mentioned by all Muslims across the board in a unanimous tradition, that he told us that if you hang firm, if you be steadfast and unwavering in your devotion and commitment to two things, two weighty things, that you would never go astray from this cause of Islam. And when he was pressed to explain what these two things were, the Prophet mentioned that they are the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. And so in these last 30 days, we've been trying to give traditions that would help us to reconnect to the Qur'an through the words and statements of the Prophet and his infallible successors. And we hope and pray that we have been successful in our mission in helping each and every one of us to be able to pick up the Qur'an and actually connect to it, to develop a greater love and affinity and closeness to the Book of Allah. And that this 30-day regiment of reading the Qur'an, of reflecting on the verses, does not just end with the month of Ramadan, but rather that this can give us a re-energizing, a revitalization, a new vigor, a new energy to continue the next 11 months also in the recitation of the Qur'an and working to get connected to the Prophet, his family, and the book of Allah, the Holy Qur'an. And today, in our final discussion, on the 30th day of the month of Ramadan, let us mention a very lengthy tradition from the Messenger of Allah, in which he enumerates at least six blessings of the recitation of the Qur'an, of being connected to this beautiful Book of Allah, a book of guidance, a book of mercy, a book of cure, a book of everything that we need in life, the cure for many of the challenges in society, the economic challenges, the political, the social, every challenge that we have, we can address and understand it in the light of the Qur'an and in the teachings of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And in this tradition, which has been reported to come to us from the Messenger of Allah, he is reported as having said the following statement: if you want ease and success in this world, the death of a martyr, to be saved on the day of loss, a shade on the day of the burning resurrection, and guidance on the day of going astray, then take lessons from the Qur'an. Surely it is the word of the merciful, a protection from the Satan, and one of the most weightiest of things for the scale of good deeds on the day of judgment. This very beautiful and powerful and moving tradition from the blessed Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, gives us so many points to think about, to ponder upon, and I don't want to mention each and every point one by one. Just a reflection and reminder of the connection that we need to have with the Qur'an, that it must not be a superficial connection where we just recite the Qur'an in the 30 days and nights that we have just passed through, and then on the first of Shawwal, of the new moon, when the new month begins, that we neglect the Qur'an, but rather that this book has to be within our lives on a day-to-day basis. The Qur'an tells us that when you have trouble, Allah says, seek help in patience and prayer. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. We have to always be in connection to the Qur'an. There should never be a time when we are disconnected from the Qur'an. Whether we are in times of good or bad within our lives, whether we have challenges we're facing, or whether we're in times of ease and comfort, let us always ensure that we are with the Qur'an, that we read at least a page a day, at least a verse a day if we're not into that level of a page, even one verse a day with translation, with comprehension, with understanding, with reflection, that this would also make changes within our lives, that we will hopefully be able to mold and refocus our lives on the verses of the Quran. The Prophet has given us at least 6 blessings within this particular tradition. And as we close in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we end this last day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and this last video in our series on reconnecting to the Thaqalain, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, we ask God the Almighty to accept our fast in this blessed month. We ask the Almighty to accept our standing for prayer in the nights in this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask God to accept a recitation of our supplications that we recited in this blessed month. We ask God to not only accept, but to give us what we had asked for in our supplications. And if that what we asked for is not good for this world, we ask Allah to defer it for the world to come. We ask Allah as we close to give us the ability to continue our service to His cause, to His mission, to this legacy of the Messenger of God, that we are able to benefit from the Quran in our lives, and that ultimately that we can see the dawn of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited Savior of humanity, who will return to restore justice, to restore freedom, to restore equality, and to restore a balance in human society as it is currently being filled with injustice, with oppression, with tyranny, with many evils and vices that the world is facing on a day-to-day basis. We ask Allah to accept this act of worship from us and to bless all of you and all of those who were able to sponsor a video within these blessed 30 days, and that Allah, God, gives you and your deceased loved ones the reward for contributing in the promotion of the teachings of Islam as taught by Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.